What are the kind of messages you've had to deliver to your squad after today?
Honesty, in terms of brave enough to play. You make basic mistakes, in bad areas, and it will cost you. And that's what's happened today.
Does it make you question some fundamentals?
In terms of brave enough to play away from home, one or two characters, and also when the heat's turned up and you do have to pass the ball and you have to play, also there's the other side of the game and making sure that, it's a 1v1 battle and you come out on top and not enough came out on top.
Can you analyse where it sort of got picked apart for you?
Basic mistakes that they cost you, and then you have an opportunity. When you have an opportunity, you've got to take it, and we haven't taken it, and that enables you to maybe get back in the game, get something going, but that didn't happen at all.
We've sort of had a chat with Miles Addison. He's very honest and said that he didn't think perhaps everyone sort of quite stuck to the game plan, and that some people found it tough. Are there one or two people you've learned lots of things about?
I think you're right. I think you do learn one or two things about players today, and that's not nice, but that's what it is. That's the honesty of it. That's the facts.
You look at the absence of a few players: Mark Pugh, Simon Francis, Harry Ayres wasn't in the squad. Can you give us some sort of injury updates first?
Yeah, Simon's got to go and see a surgeon on Tuesday. Mark Pugh's got a thigh strain. Harry Archer, as obviously his back, has not sufficiently improved for him to play. Obviously Richard, I think we've got something like 12 players out, but that's what we had there today in respect of you bringing on an 18-year-old midfield player who that's a difficult game for him, but he showed that he can handle the ball at times, but you shouldn't necessarily be in that position, but that's what you were.
Is it particularly frustrating to lose Simon Francis, who's won a fair bit of praise for his efforts this season?
Yeah, of course it is. To lose one of your best players, it's always a blow. But there's others as well that you've lost.
How do you think the players are handling the sort of expectations? Because the chairman has made it clear that he wants a promotion challenge.
Yeah. Well, I think the previous performances have shown that. They've played. They've created chances, not taking the chances. Haven't got enough points on the board for the performances. So they've handled it from that point of view. If you look at today, then no, they haven't handled the intensity, the physical side of it, whatever you want to call it today, and also the bravery to play.
How do you feel about fans calling for change? Is that inevitable given what they saw?
Well, you can understand the fans' frustration. Who wants to travel and watch a team get beat like that today? Nobody.
How quickly do you think you have to put some wins together if you are to demand some kind of challenge?
I think you've got to look to get back on track, really, in terms of your performances and like you say, get some one or two wins under your belt quickly.
And is the one thing you take out of this that you've learned some truths, however uncomfortable they may be?
You do, you're learning all the time. You're learning day to day with them. But actually, when the heat's turned up, then you probably learn a little bit more.